Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
can take us higher, help us make it through. So will you please come and set us free?
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. No. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! Let's worship him. Let's love on him. Everybody sing Jesus. Bright as the morning star. tell you how beautiful.
Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. That's where the power is. Greater love have no man than this, than lay his life down for his friends. He's the source of everything you need. His name's above every other name. In majesty, he'll come again. So don't you worry, just call the name. Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. 'Cause that's where the power is. Alone. There's nothing he cannot fix for you. He came to die just to save your soul, so devil can not get a hold. So don't you worry, he's in control. Just call the name. Just call the name. Call the name Jesus. God's in mind. What a name for a boy to be called the Son of God. I wonder what measure of love would make you do the thing that you did. Your own son overwhelming.
Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He multiplied unto us in His mighty and matchless name. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For He is good, for his mercy endures forever. Elohim, Adonai, El Shaddai, Jehovah, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Sikkenu, Jehovah Shalom. Father, we bless you and we thank you, Lord. Praise you, Almighty God. We worship you, and Lord, we give you all glory and honor. How great is our God. Lord, you are the Alpha and Omega. You are the Rose of Sharon. You are the Lily of the Valley. You are the Bright and Morning Star. Our Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord. In everything, give thanks, for it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Father, we thank you because we are assured, regardless of what we are going through, we know that Jesus paid that price on the cross. So we thank you for the finished work on the cross. And we retain that victory without no doubt, knowing and believing that Jesus paid it all. And so, Father, we thank you for the battle is not ours. We thank you, Lord, that you won this battle. Every battle of sickness, battle of every battle you won, oh God, and we thank you. We know that we are winners in Christ Jesus, that we will not be defeated as long as we believe, oh God. So, Father God, pray that you will touch our hearts, oh God, that we will continuously, fully believe in you, believe in your word without one doubt. Thank you for victory in the name of Jesus. Victimize in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. We praise your glorious and your holy name. Almighty God, there is no one like you. We thank you, Lord, that you kept watch over us as we slept. We thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, for sound mind. We thank you, Lord, that we can get up of our prayer in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Almighty God. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord, that we even have shelter, a place to stay. We thank you, Lord, that you provided us with food, with clothing. You have supplied all our needs according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you. You will never fail us, oh God. You are faithful. You are loving. You are God. You are gracious. And so, Almighty God, we just say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Almighty God. We praise your name, Almighty God. We worship you, Almighty God. We give you all glory. We come to thy throne of grace this morning. Lord, we ask you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us, O God, of sin of omission and commission. O God, be merciful unto us. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our grandchildren, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God, upon our siblings, our nieces, our nephews, those that are connected to us. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Your mercies are new every morning, O God. Have mercy upon us. Forgive us of all the things that we've done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. Lord, be merciful unto us, O God. Bless our sins. You are faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness, O God. So, Father, we pray for mercy. Forgive us of sins of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us. Forgive us of the things that we have said and done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. Have mercy upon us. We do not take your grace for granted, O God. Oh, Father God, we are willing to follow the voice of the Holy Spirit, the voice, O God, and do what you've called us to do. Oh, God, keep evil away from us, O God. Let us resist temptation, O God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you, Lord. We pray for mercy for our children. We stand the gap for our children, our grandchildren, great-grand, in the name of Jesus, for our spouses, for our nieces, for our nephews, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Hallelujah. For your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We release the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for each and every one of us, O God. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus, O God. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins, O God. In the name of Jesus. Uriya masetiriya kuru masetiriya ku. Oh, Father God, let the blood cleanse us. We soak every cell in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak every tissue in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, O God. Father God, we took this, our dwelling places with the blood of Jesus. We shook this service with the blood of Jesus. We shook the prayer line. We shook the radio with the precious redeeming blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, O God. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the blood of Jesus. Father God, we cover our jobs, our offices with the blood of Jesus. Father God, our cars, our transportation, with the blood of Jesus, whichever mode of transportation, with the blood of Jesus. Our footsteps, O God, with the blood of Jesus. O God, our partners, our homes, with the blood of Jesus. Everything that we eat and drink, with the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. This morning, we put on the full armor of God. And the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we put the armor on our children. We put the armor on our grandchildren. We put the armor on our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, on each and every one of us this morning. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. Put a hedge of protection around us in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. We thank you that we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father, we bless your name. We thank you for unlimited blessings today, unlimited blessings tomorrow, unlimited blessings, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the Lord, fall upon each and every one of us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the Lord, fall upon us. Let the Spirit of God fall upon us like a lightning and a dove and lead us into your path, oh God. In the name of Jesus, empower us that we can do ministry, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, just like the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came like a rushing wind, oh God. And Father God, I pray, Lord, this morning, Lord Jesus, during this season, let the Holy Spirit come like a rushing wind and rest upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let the Holy Spirit come upon each and every one of us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let there be a refreshing. Let there be a renewing of our minds and thoughts, oh God. In the name of Jesus, take us from glory to glory. Take us from strength to strength. Take us from favor to favor. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we adore you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We exalt the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We bless you, oh, God. Father God, we thank you, Lord. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad, oh, God. Oh, we bless your name. Father, touch each and every one of us this morning. Father, we thank you and we bless you. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We praise you. We worship you. Holy Spirit, perfect all that concerns our lives. We pray, Holy Spirit, for revelation. We pray, Holy Spirit, for understanding. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you will help us to apply the word of God in our lives. In the name of Jesus, that we'll do all that is pleasing to you. In the name of Jesus, and even when we fall, we'll call on your name, Lord, and ask for mercy. Lord, and you will forgive us, oh God. We do not take your grace for granted. So, Lord, we thank you. We appreciate you. We love you. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning again to those of you that's just joining us. Hallelujah. We bless God. We appreciate you. We love you. In Jesus' name. This morning, oh God, is an awesome God. I want us to turn our Bibles to the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel 37 is one of the famous scripture, but as I was praying, I always prepare for certain things. And when the Lord, when we get into praying, the Lord just releases something. We praise God for fresh manna. Hallelujah. For fresh manna, God always gave us fresh manna. We never have leftovers. Hallelujah. I am ministry. Be happy. We never have leftovers. He always gave us fresh bread. How many of you love fresh bread right out of the oven? Oh, my gosh. And you have your butter ready for that fresh bread out of the oven. For your tea or coffee, whatever you have. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can't tell the last day I baked fresh bread. Hallelujah. The Lord has done this for us this morning. Fresh bread, fresh manna from heaven. And we appreciate the Lord for giving us this fresh word in Jesus' name. Ezekiel 37, the hand of the Lord was upon me. The hand of the Lord was upon me. Lord, let your hand rest upon each and every one of us, O God. Let your hands rest upon me. Hallelujah. Let's read it. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me in the spirit of the Lord and set me in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And there were many in the open valley, and lo, oh my God, they were very dry. Said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answer, O Lord God, thou knowest. Hallelujah. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answer, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, yea, the words of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord. Hallelujah. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, for there was no breath in them. He said unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man. Say to the wind, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath. Breathe upon these slain, and they may live. As he commanded, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dry, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. When I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live. And I shall place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. The word of the Lord came again unto me. Moreover, the Son of Man, take me one stick, write upon it for Judah and for the children of Israel, his companions. Take another stick, write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions, and join them to another one stick, and they shall become one in thy hand. When the children of the people shall speak unto these things, wilt thou not show us what thou meanest by these? Say unto them, thus says the Lord God. Behold, Israel his fellows, and put them with him, even with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and there shall be one in my hand. And the sticks whereon thy right hand shall be in thy hand before their eyes. And say unto them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathens, whether they be gone, and will gather them on every side and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel. And one king shall be kings unto them, and they shall no more have two nations, neither shall they divide it into two kingdoms anymore at all. Neither shall they divide themselves anymore with their idols, nor with detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. I will save them out of all their dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them so they will be my people, and I will be their God. So they will be my people, and I will be their God. And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgment, observe my statutes, and they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt, and they shall dwell therein, even they and their children and their children's children forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Hallelujah. Blessed be the reading of the word of God. Hallelujah. And I read the whole scripture because I didn't want to take it piece by piece. And because when you want to know how this story ends, hallelujah, we saw the spirit of the Lord took Ezekiel. I mean, the hand of the Lord was upon Ezekiel. And he carried Ezekiel by the spirit. This is a vision that he showed Ezekiel, the valley of full of bones. Hallelujah. Not only he showed him, let him pass. And then the thing he asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? As I hear, I keep hearing from the Lord, Liberia, can these bones live? Hallelujah. I keep hearing the word, can these bones live? I'm asking you, can these bones, God is asking you, can these bones live? There are things in our lives that it looks like it's over. The bones are dry. God is asking, what are the dry bones in your life? Can these bones live? Sometimes the bones are so dry you want to give up. There's no life in the bones that you some people call them walking dead. You're living, but you're not living, you're existing. There are a lot of people that walk around that just exist in the small and everything, but they're existing because they have come to a point of hopelessness. They are discouraged because of things that life has done them. Hallelujah. Can these bones live? So even when you walk in the different streets and you go to the homeless shelters and you see people going through changes, you look on the streets, you see people begging for money and different things, and you see how they look. God is asking, can these bones live? Can that person that asks you for a dollar that look that is homeless, can these bones live? Because apparently before they came to that point, they were living, but something may have happened in their lives, and that they gave up. Some of these people you see on the streets are highly intelligent people, work for corporate America, had a right mind and everything, but something happened in their lives. Most of them, and things change. And so for that reason, their mind, God messed up the, that's not what we pray, the mind of Christ. Because sometimes the mind protects the mind. Hallelujah. Sometimes the mind protects the mind. You see, God made us, we are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God. And sometimes the mind protects the mind because people, when you're going, some people, when they're going through reality with and going through these things, they want to act as they never existed or existed. So they go in an illusionary mind. Some people literally go in an illusionary mind because the pain of the reality. Oh, my God, who am I preaching? The reality is so hurtful and painful. And the illusion, because the pain of reality. Hallelujah. And what I'm saying to you, these things happen. That's why you can't look down on nobody. Because you never know what people have gone through. Hallelujah. Instead of looking down, we pray for one another. I remember a lady with her only child, and this is a true story. And she thought her child dropped for heaven and anybody. I mean, we can have 10 children. We probably don't think the same. But there was a lot of disappointment with this woman and her only child. Child just decided to just live that rambunctious life. So much hope in that young man. The mother literally in a mind of illusion because the pain of seeing her child like that was too much. Now when Christ in us, the hope of glory, yeah, we many of us have gone through things, but we praise God for Jesus. That's why Christ in us, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. So when these things happen, there are valley of dry bones. Hallelujah. And you see these bones, they didn't tell you this was a scaling, that it said valley of dry bones. So maybe the foot, it was a bunch of confusion in that valley. Maybe the toe bone was on this side, and the other mixed up with the head and the brain, the skeleton, and mixed up with the hip bone. Everything all mixed up, just a bunch of valley of dry bones. And you know all of them are in this valley. There's so many people in this world, my brothers and sisters, in the valley of dry bones. Hallelujah. Don't know their head from the tail because of life pain, because of life disappointment in the valley of dry bones. That's why I tell you, don't give up on God. Can these bones live? Can these bones live? Their parents, I knew some parents that lost their only child. But they survived. Can these bones live? Hopeless situation. Life changes. Life, different problems that turn things around. Can these bones live? Son of man, daughter of God, daughter of the King, kingdom, sons and daughters, those bones, can these bones live? Can these bones live? Can these bones live? Hallelujah. Can these bones live? Can these bones live? Look around you. Can these bones live? Can these bones live? Hallelujah. than his bones live. Ask yourself, a neighborhood. What do you think? Some people are so discouraged. But God, we have a lot of mental issues going around. Not all over. Because someone decides the mind protects the mind. I'm not going to say this thing. And they go into another mindset. And these bones live. And you see, the enemy knows how to come at your weakest point. You know, he tempted Jesus when Jesus fasted for 40 days. So he comes at the lowest point to mess with you, to mess with us, to mess with our children. Can these bones live? Can these bones live? Hallelujah. Can these bones, what are the bones around you? What are the bones in your life? What are the bones? When it look like you are all the different, can these bones live? Can these bones live? United States, can these bones live? Ukraine, can these bones live? All over the world, there's valleys of dry bones. And sometimes when the valley, we take advantage of those who haven't come to that point, we take advantage of those people. Valley of dry bones, poverty, sicknesses, diseases, you don't have, you know, low self-esteem. Can these bones live? You'd be surprised. When I was in nursing school and doing my clinical, I saw there was a lady. Oh, gosh, this woman was so young lady. So beautiful, educated, very beautiful, and you can tall, beautiful woman. And we're doing the dental stuff. And I couldn't believe a woman so beautiful like that would have such low self-esteem. And she was in the mental, getting some help. Sometimes people will manipulate, tell people different things to destroy them, to weaken them. And when you weaken them, then you overpower them. And these bones live. So what do we do? Son of man, bones live. This is a question God asks you. Can these bones live? What is the bone, the dry bones in our lives? What is in hindering us? Can these bones live? Is it finances? Is it our children? Whatever it is. Son of man, can these bones live? If you can answer that question from the truthfulness in your heart, not because of what Ezekiel said, but you got to believe in the answer you give. If you believe in Christ and you have that strong faith, even if your faith is shaken, I pray that the Lord strengthen you. There's nothing too hard for God to do. What I love about Ezekiel, what did he say? He said, "Oh Lord God, thou knowest." Father, you're speaking to each and every one of us this morning. The dry bones in our lives. Hallelujah. Some of those dry bones are generational curses, different things, finances. So Lord Almighty, we thank you for the word. Lord, thou knowest. You are the CEO of the universe. You are the creator. There is nothing too hard for you to do. So Lord, I thank you and I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice will read this scripture and the Holy Spirit will minister to each and every one of us as individuals. Let these bones live. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. What I want you to do, my sisters and brothers, get a list. Write all the things that's bothering you. That is, you have different things. You don't have those. It's for you, your personal list. Write it. I don't care if it's 100 things, write it down. And as you write it down, decide. Take Ezekiel, I'll teach you more about these things tomorrow. But write it down. If it's finances, can these bones live? If it's your children, can these bones live? Whatever it is. If it's sickness and diseases, and these bones live. Hallelujah. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Read Ezekiel 37. Hallelujah. Write your list of those things that's bothering you in your personal life and write them down. Tomorrow we'll go deeper. But the question is, can these bones live? God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Just call the name Jesus. That's where the power is. Greater love have no man than this, than lay his life down for his friends.
the source of everything you need.